like this.
Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel, right? And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just.
What is that doing on there?
Said she tired of little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20 inch blades like I'm Lil Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping Fallout Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiving. I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a shit Dumbo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the When I got guap, all of y'all disappeared. Before I dropped Sony, none of y'all really cared. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring out this shit. You serve a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got butt now. Always going for it, never pump, fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
One, two, one, two.
Hey, hey. God dog. Boy, we rounding out the new year, the end of the year. What's good?
Hey, man. It's another day, another nickel.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So we've been talking.
Trying to get it up to a dollar.
Right, right. I know that's right. We've been talking, people have been inboxing me. You know, we did a series on dating black women. And now we had, and we did part two. Shout out to Vi Pearson for showing up on that show. That was gangster. And then we went ahead and, it, because it's only an hour show now, we had to do part two. Of course, now, you know, we got the group, so everybody's been talking about dating black men. What's that looking like, and what it, did it look like in 2019, and what it's going to be looking like in 2020? And I just, it's definitely a conversation that needs to be had. We're going to come out of this with agreeing to disagree. You know, what I don't want to happen is that everybody takes sides. Oh, it's the men's fault. No, it's the women's fault. You know, I think it's never one or the other, one gender or the other. And when we start getting into the whole blaming this gender or that gender, we don't never, the conversation just turns, So I'm going to be trying to keep the conversation from going that direction tonight. But we definitely want to talk about what black women are going through let's not just say black women. Let's say women in general, because we got other nationalities that follow us as well, and they're dating black men as well. So those that are dating black men or trying to date black men, versus, you know, whatever your nationality or culture is, you are part of this conversation too. So Hakim, what is it, December the 11th, 2019, welcome to Shoebox Talk. To all the listeners, we shout out. I want to shout y'all out right quick because we get to the end of the show and we got to shut it down. So when we get them in, I appreciate y'all listening in and following us throughout the year. I think for the remainder of the year, we're going to be, I think for Christmas, DJ Hakim is going to be on the wheels of steel. So while you with your families and stuff like that, you can tune in to HubNet online radio and get your jammy jam on for Christmas. And then that's going to be it. I think we got, I think that's it. I think we got one more show, and then we out for until 2020. So shout out. We appreciate all of y'all following us, listening to our shows, giving your input. Want to definitely shout out Pastor Dante Townsend for the Jubilee Affair. He's been rocking with us for going on 2 years now. It's about to be 2 years he have had his show on our network. So we appreciate y'all. So dating black men. Well, first of all, let me just start with myself. Because everybody always want to know what Michelle got going, what Janet got going on, and what, you know, what the dilly deal is. I have just went through 6 months of just straight chaos. I mean, I can't give it to you no differently. I have learned, though, stepping out on faith, that, you know, once you have a sense of what you're dealing with, you need to really, you know, cut your losses and don't my advice is don't waste a whole lot of time on something that you know that's, you know, not gonna work out, you know? But it's good to get to know people. It's good to get to know people. Sometimes we want to be salty and get in our feelings because a relationship didn't work out or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, if you approach it, you know, the right way, you can at least come out being friends, you know, associates. Don't be hateful, you know, and mean and you know, thinking that all men and there ain't no good and so on and so forth. So we say black men, dating black men in 2019. I hear a lot of women talking about one of the things that stands out in my mind, I hear a lot of women talking about them having to pursue black men, like literally pursue black men, and black men in the conversations that I've had has been okay with that. You know, and when I speak on it, when I have had conversations in other groups as well as my own, they tell me I'm too traditional. Because I feel that a woman should not be hounded, walking down a black man, courting him and getting down on your knees and praying, asking him to marry you. And it's just, that's because I don't believe that's how it should go. I'm too traditional. That's the feedback I got. So what do you have to say, Hakim? Because I'm just like, for myself, I'm just going to end it off like this. I have been single. When I celebrate my birthday in February, I also celebrate, that's the time when the month that I left my ex-husband of 5 years marriage. And I'll be celebrating a grip of years every year being single. I'm just going to be single, Hakim. I can't put it to you no other way. It's just how it is. It has been such a long time, me stepping out on faith, dealing with this person I just stepped out on faith. And it was some other things that played a role in that. But I'm just going to be single. I can't give it to you no other way.
I understand. Let's bring Brother Darius in. He's been ready to go since the start of the show. Brother Darius.
Well, good evening.
How are you?
Hey.
Like I said, I'm more loyal to this show than the Trump administration, but I'll leave that one alone. It's about the men.
Black men. Y'all black assy asses. Yeah. Let me tell you, to the women that's hanging on in there, I salute you. These black men can be a trip. And I do not, we had our two shows discussing how women get down. We're talking solely on the things that black men, you know, take sisters through. And, you know, I asked the question also because I was trying to prepare for this show. Who taught, I'm going to ask both of y'all this. Who taught y'all how to treat women? Starting with you, Darius.
May I go
who taught
first?
You how to treat a woman? Yes. let me be specific. Who taught you how to court a woman, how to treat a woman, how to love a woman? Where did you get that lesson from?
I would say observe. Probably my family how to teach women in general with respect as they deserve. Don't call many name out their names.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably like observe and practicing that when I was going to school and still to this day I'm still friends with a lot of female friends I've known since elementary school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you're making it more general. I'm talking about in regards to, you know, that kind of respect and treatment of women, meaning that meant from what I'm understanding you're saying is just women in general, your teachers, your classmates, your cousins, what are your aunties, whatever. I'm talking about who taught you how to treat a woman that you're gonna date, that you feel like you want to spend some time with, you know, in our younger years, maybe just have a girlfriend. Let's just, you know, let's start from there. And then going forward as a grown man, you know, a life partner. Where did you get that from?
I had to think back. Been a long time. I would have to be honest, I didn't have no father figure in my life, so I had to learn it on my own.
Trial and error.
Yeah.
So with that being said, okay, let's go with that because that's pretty much the consensus here. A lot of men don't want to admit that. So as you're learning how to court, how to speak to a woman, how to open up doors for a woman, how to you know, listen, deal with them, you know. Single parents, you know, they might be a young lady with a kid, and you know, she may have been a teen mom or whatever the case may be, a young mom. As you learn that skill set, is it okay to say that you in the wake of you learning those skills, you had to go through some women, trial and error. Some women had to get their feelings hurt. Some people, you know, you have to realize, you know, you can't speak to them that way. You can't. And then if nothing else, you learn, oh, I can't treat one woman the same way I treated the one before her and the one after her. Meanwhile, you got these women who don't know how to treat men, right? They're in the same boat you in, more than likely. Getting mistreated or getting, you know, going through what I call, and I think Dedrick one time on the show echoed this same analogy, is that they're in the meantime, women, in the meantime, chicks, in the meantime, girls. So they're not, you got to go through about maybe 15 or 20 of them before you have an understanding of how to deal with a grown-ass woman, huh?
You can say that's correct.
So I'm gonna end it with this. So what happened to all them women, them 10 to 15 women that you done broke their heart and you done trial and error? What What happens to them?
Well, let me put it like this: it's not they rejected me. I like asked for a date a few my high school years, and I said okay, move on, and always been open like to a very few female friends of mine, which I keep secret that I'm open to that I am who I am, and he had to accept it. Like my friend I know from the DMV area, we know for 5 years. I just talked to her yesterday on video chat because she's in Mexico. She was in Mexico. And,
okay.
And she understands my, I understand her and she understands me. We have a few things in common. And there's a few things we disagree on, but we keep it cordial and never name calling.
Okay. So going back to my point, I'm going to pose this question to Hakim because I cannot wait to hear what his answer is going to be. He's real quiet over there in the corner. Hakim, everything I said to Darius, I'm laying it on your lap. I need to understand what happens to the young lady that has been mistreated, but has had to go through some things dealing with you to get to where you are as grown up, learning how to treat a woman. What happened to that woman? Because that's the woman that at the same time is having to learn how to be treated by a man because she don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, then they look around, we look around, and we in our 40s. And you look back down the road, and you done got dogged out, mistreated, cheated on. You think you know how to be with a man. You still riding with a dude that don't even got no love for you. He not treating you like it, and you know what I'm saying? And then in your 40s, you got somebody who have already arrived to at least halfway of where they need to be in regards to treating women, and they calling you crazy. They calling you ain't got no skills, you ain't got no ambition, you this, you that, you don't know how to treat, you lazy, you don't know how to treat a man. What? Is that the woman that everybody's talking about running around here, all these black dudes talking about is crazy, they don't do right,
they
slicing tires?
Let me address your first couple questions. One, my father. And two, other mentors who I've had over the course of my life. One of the things we want to remember is this: everybody dates, or everybody tries to build relationships, or some form of courtships. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad, but that's something that's been going on forever, right? Forever and ever and ever and ever. Now, a lot of the stuff you bring up is generational issues. You know, when people say you're too traditional, they've adopted the new way of thinking. They aren't doing it the way you were taught how to do it, or you may have done it in the past. And that's okay. That's what they want to do. It's about everybody doing what works for them. But in terms of to answer your question about the 15 girls, I didn't go through that. I didn't have that problem because I knew to stay in my lane. I didn't hunt what I couldn't catch. And
I didn't hunt what I couldn't catch. Okay, now break that down.
No.
What do you mean you couldn't catch?
It's two things I learned when I was young. You don't chase a parked car, and don't try to hunt what you can't catch. So I'm not going to go through 15, 20 women playing around. I have a simple philosophy that I've had since I was really old enough to understand how important dating was, and that was be their friend first.
Mm-hmm.
I have not given my heart to anyone who wasn't my friend first.
Mm-hmm.
Every
mm-hmm.
serious relationship I've ever had was a friend first. So I didn't have those problems, you know, and I found that I cut a lot of the BS out early.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
if you, like, for instance, when you're dating somebody, you're looking. You already got the physical
mm-hmm.
attraction down. So now here you are trying to figure out, can you tolerate this person?
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Can you build
yeah.
something with this person? And when you approach it a little differently and you become friends first and you build from there, you make your intentions known. We're cool, but I do like you. And you start to work from that aspect. And at that point, you're giving them a fair shot. Is he just friend zone material or can I actually turn this into something with him? And vice versa, because she can look amazing, but you may find out she batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, or she finds out you're batshit crazy. But
mm-hmm.
the bottom line is, when you go through that period of learning and developing each other and developing your tolerance for each other and do's and don'ts and likes and dislikes, you good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you make a decision and you be open and honest and say what's going on. So it's not as hard as people make it. It's just the problem is people are too distracted. People are more interested into moving instead of thinking before they move.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as all the women who are cutting tires, that ain't all women. All women ain't out there cutting tires. And what the hell are you brothers doing wrong that you need to, that you keep interacting with these people? How many, for men to make comments like that, how many have you engaged? How many have you encountered that way? That's just crazy and this and that.
That was just a broad statement. But my point is, you know, you got men. A lot of the conversations that's being had is men saying women ain't right. We crazy. We this. We that. I want to bring up. First of all, that's real good. That's real good. What you shared, but a lot of you're a diamond in the rough. A lot of dudes didn't make that decision at a young age. That nor did they have mentors, and definitely didn't have a lot of them didn't have their father in the house. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's a perfect example of how you can turn out to be should you have the right type of role models around you, uncles, stepfather.
Yes.
Even if your biological
yes.
father wasn't there, right?
And yes.
So with that being said, I wanted to touch on a good friend of mine, John Pop Thomas. He's a friend of mine who posted a video in his group, and I shared it in my group. And he was sometimes he makes videos and he poses a question, whereas I normally just pose a question with a picture. But anyway, John likes to make videos, and he had seen one where he had said he was asking the dudes, he was talking, this is a question for the men, and he was saying, yo, these women are going through some things, you know, they are going through some hormone situations, and they up in their 40s, he gave a couple of scenarios, you've been with somebody when they was in their 20s, and then all of a sudden, they hit their 40s, and they start acting up. They start sweating. They got mood swings. They don't feel good half the time. They moody and so on and so forth. Don't feel like doing nothing. And you wondering what happened? He said when he was making a point that, you know, what do you do as a dude? How do you understand what women go through? He said, it just really hit me, you know, since I'm in my 40s, that those kind of things, us as men, we don't pay attention. We really don't pay attention to that. It starts, he said, for some of the women, it starts in their 40s, and it goes all the way up until they 55 years old, you know.
Well,
and he was just breaking it down, and a lot of dudes was like, well, there, you know, men, there are some men that don't really, you know, pay attention to that. Or if they do, they don't, you know, understand what women really go through. You know, again, there's a lack of communication. There can be a lack of communication between men and women. And if your woman is telling you, oh, this is how I'm feeling and this is what's going on, I don't feel like it. What if I'm gaining weight? You're like, damn, I'm gaining weight. You know, I'm getting facial hairs. you know, all kinds of stuff is happening. I'm like, you know, and dude, a lot of, you know,
wait a minute,
is a lot of guys, you know, they move on. They're like, shit, I don't want to deal with this. They don't understand it. And he said, the last thing on that he said was, is that it's human nature. It's like, it's nature. It's like the women can't help it. It's going to happen. What do you do? And so he posed that question, and a lot of guys had a lot to say about it, you know.
It's an easy answer. You're either going to stand by her or you're not.
Well, a lot
because
of dudes don't.
It's real
all,
easy.
You gotta understand what you're going to do to stand by her.
Then what should you do? If you don't understand something, what should you do? Shut the hell up and listen. As
well,
she tell you what's going on with her.
A
see,
lot
that,
of
again,
black
that's
men
the problem.
Not doing that. They girl gain weight. They on to the next one.
Let me tell you something. If you don't accept your woman as who she is and what she is and what she got, what she's thinking, what she's feeling, if you don't accept it all, good or bad, up or down, because she's accepting your raggedy ass. I am
right.
A mess. I'll be the first one to tell you, I am a hot-ass mess. And for a woman to stand by me, I'm going to appreciate it.
Mm.
So it's only right for me to do the same. She gained some weight, so I'm just going to roll because she got some rolls? Because
that's what's happening out here.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But see, guess what? We got to understand something. And I'm not going to beat up on the brothers too much, but we got to be more accountable for our own shit.
Yeah.
We got to. Because it's real easy to point the finger. I'm not saying don't be critical of some ratchetness, but you have to also recognize and admit when you are a mess, your own self. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm a hot-ass mess.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, but I'm working to be better. And we have to stop worrying about all this goofy stuff as men. Because the fact of the matter is, these sisters are surpassing us in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're becoming your bosses at the job, at the workplace. They're starting a business while you're going to go clock in at somebody else's business. They are becoming female pastors. So you're going to she's leading you in prayer. They're becoming community leaders, politicians. It's too many of them that want more because they got because we got hit. The men got hit. When the black man took a hit, got caught up in the drug game, prison. Ratchetness, stupidity, all the shit that we get the little dangling carrot in front of our face while we're dealing with that, killing each other, doing all the nonsense, the sisters was left by themselves. And remember, there's more women to men.
Yeah.
So who's going to pay the bills? They end up going to get jobs. Some of them got three jobs.
Yeah.
They're going to go start a business. They're going to do whatever they need to do. So and that's why when I see women taking a knee, I'm not shocked. Have you been paying attention for the last 15, 20 years? I mean, women have literally said, look, I'm tired of waiting. They're taking a lead. So, yo, we got a choice. We can either get better because we're all flawed. We all got stuff with us. Everybody got something with them. And it's real easy to sit there and bash and point fingers and say, this person's crazy, that person's crazy. But what about your craziness? We got to do better, get better, and be better. So that way it would make them better.
Self-worth is important. And if you already dealing with some issues at a young age, just starting from, you know, from your family member, you know, your parents and stuff, it goes back to the beginning of what I said. How do you know how to own up to your stuff? How do you know how to hold yourself accountable? Meanwhile, you're trying to learn how to treat this chick, and a lot of some of the, I feel like women have a role to pay in that too. But we, you got two people, men and women, at a young age or at whatever age. I say young because that's when we start dating. They're trying to figure it out. Don't nobody know, you know, somebody like yourself is way different. There's not too many of you running around here. And those that have been in two-parent, everybody that come from a two-parent household ain't right.
Well,
you
know what? I'm glad you said that. Because there are a lot of me out here. It's just they're already locked in. Right?
Well,
they already got their
if
queen.
That's the case,
you know what I mean?
If that's
and
the
you're
case,
absolutely right.
How do you...
But hold on. Let me finish my point. You're absolutely right when you say a double-parent household isn't the end-all be. You're absolutely right because your parents can do the very best they can, but once you get out in them streets, that's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a mom and dad that's been married 40, 50 years. I'm fortunate. My parents been loving each other for 40, married for 43. But...
Mm-hmm.
I could have still went out there and slung dick all over town and had 15 babies, about 17 different baby mamas.
Right.
So I didn't, though. You know what I mean? But some people will still go do that. And it's about personal responsibility. And as parents, we can do the best we can, but once they go out there, how they treat women, how they behave in their community, how they carry themselves – that stuff they sometimes, like Darius said, you got to learn on the job training. You got to learn as you go.
And matter of fact, let me intervene. I recently asked a question in a group I'm in. I said, do like marriages / relationship last like 20 or 30 years like they used to? And I got a comment said no, because they said that some people rush into relationships too quickly instead of understanding what marriage is really all about.
Right.
Yep.
Well, and before, and I think to your point, we jumping into marriage, but we ain't working on no relationship.
That's what I was getting
working
into.
We not learning how to learn love on each other. Ain't nobody putting God first. It's just, and then, you know, you got grown men playing games. Like, you know, it's like, you know, that you know, you got to go, women, from what I understand and from my personal experience here lately, you gotta go through a whole lot to be dealing with these dudes. Why should a person, and you know your self-worth. Now, you over here having a conversation with yourself. Like, come on, self. Really, it's real simple. If you got intelligence, and I feel like a lot of us are equipped to have a great understanding of relationships. It's black or white. I hate being on the fence about anything. You like me, I like you. Let's build together. If it don't work out, then we part ways. And still be friends. It's real simple. Why play games?
But you know what? Some people can't even handle that. Once it's over. I don't want to be your friend. I'll be, okay.
I'm not saying we got besties, but don't be up on social media talking about nigga this, nigga that, and bitch that, and bitch, you know, all up in your, you know, putting your business out there because shit didn't work out.
Well, here's how you solve all that stuff. Set a criteria for yourself. You know what you know. Most it's the men know the physical type that they're looking for. Some of us ain't even got a type. If it just looked good, it looked good. But what about that mental type? What about that mental type? What about that emotional type? That spiritual type? When you know it, you know it. You know? And you don't accept anything. I'm talking about coming in from the gate. Don't try to lock on something because it looks good.
Right.
You know, she smoked weed. You don't. She out running the streets. You don't. I mean, if you're okay with it, you're okay with it. But if it's going to cause you a situation to where you're going to ride the fence and not even want to make a full-on commitment, I mean, come on. You still sneaking numbers. You still trying to holler. You still doing those things because she's not all that you wanted. You're finding out her flaws. So you got a choice. Like you said, if you're not with it, then go.
Right.
We can't. It's too hard to find real love out here. It's way too hard to find real love. If you got it, you hold on to that shit.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Somebody going to treat you right. Yep. I agree. What about the, and I know you can speak to this, Hakim. What about those dudes that are, or those men that are, still got feelings for their baby mamas? They don't really want to commit to nobody because they baby mama might be off with somebody and they just kind of hanging around, to see if things work out type situation. Because, I don't have kids. So I've always felt like dating men, I can never compete with a baby's mom. I never want to be put in that position. A couple of times I had been. That's a very hurtful thing. There's a bond there. Regardless if you were married or you just dated or, whatever, you have a child together and you have to on some level deal with each other. That's real hard to deal with, and a lot of times grown men don't want to admit that they still have it for their baby mamas. What do you do? And I know we talked about it. We're talking about the women with the baby daddy. But what do you do if somebody you feel like somebody's still kind of hanging on, and just. Not in hopes maybe getting together, but, that's their baby mama. That's their child's mama.
Yeah. It's we got to stop ghetto-fying this stuff. We got to control our emotions. If you know that your baby mama don't want you and she out there dating other men, move on. Focus on parenting. If you're hanging around waiting for crumbs, you're trying to ruin her relationship, you dating other people, but you're still in love with your baby mom. You got women out here who like you and interested in you, want to give you their all, or they think you're a good possible match, and you faking a phone. If that's who you
that's
want,
true.
Go hard. Try to fix it. Put your family back together. If you can't, you control your emotions and stay by yourself if you got to, so you don't break somebody else's heart. Because
that's the right thing to do.
It's ghetto nonsense at this point. How the saying goes, you can always smash a baby mom and all that shit. I don't subscribe to that.
Huh?
I'm not judging anybody. That's what you do. That's what you do. But if you are out here dating sisters who think you're nice and they think you're something that they can be happy with, and you still on the low smashing your baby mom, one, you know you're going to get caught any day now. The world's too small now. Two, you're putting somebody's emotions and somebody else's emotions in jeopardy. Why fuck her life up? Why do that to somebody? And vice versa. Women do it all the time. You're still going over there to his house. You're still over there, getting the ding-a-ling from time to time. You got a whole man at home. So, I mean, we have to stop the nonsense and do better. That's just the way it is. Especially if we're really going to say we're out here trying to date for love or we're trying to build something for marriage. So,
a person's intentions and what they actually gonna do is two different things, and I find that's indecisiveness with a lot of black men. There's a difference between down south men, East Coast men, so on and so forth, and it's not one or the other that's better than the other, but it's it, because it's the individual. But you have men
mm-hmm.
who feel like, you know, they can't date long distance. You know, they, you know, it's easier to play games if you date somebody long distance. You know, you can have
then
multiple.
Don't do it.
You know, if you. But that's not what's happening. Everything that you're saying is correct. Sounds good on paper, but men are not committing. You know, because the idea is, well, I'm a, you know, I'm gonna commit a little bit, but let me first, y'all, such and such over here looking kind of good. I might, you know, catch over here and have, you know. And I'm talking about grown ass men up in their 40s. I'm not talking about no young boys.
Yeah, but a wandering eye is going to happen whether he's committing or not. You have to. You just have to. It's a messed up scenario. You know what I mean? And all I, this is the best advice I can give women. And somebody recently taught me this. Don't go messing somebody's life up if you ain't ready. And sometimes, and I'm not talking about cheating or something like that. You just, I have a world of issues. So here I am going to go mess. Here I am going to go fall in love with somebody, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And I know I can't give all that she needs, right? So who am I hurting? Now, once you're in love, you know you're in love. It's too late, right?
<Yep. laughs>
So you, so best thing you can do is try to get right, get caught up, get caught up to speed, and do better and be better. But it's sad out here that we are even having this conversation, but it's a necessary conversation to have. It's so necessary to have because we have to stop. And let me give y'all the best advice y'all can give. With all the different lifestyles that are out here, find one that lines up with your behavior. Because nobody is perfect. If you know that you love a badass woman, but you like them in pairs, if you like them, you like three or four of them.
Right.
Don't play the game where you're just going to be this dude who got three or four girlfriends. You juggling chicks. Mm. Go do some poly shit. Go do something. Go do something that's going to benefit you. Because let's be honest. All you're really thinking about is you. You're not thinking about falling in love. You're thinking about them cheeks, and you really like her. Because we as men got to also be honest, we love the pussy before we love you. Most of the time.
Right. That's a whole nother show right there.
And the other part is we could be with you, we could date you, court you, whatever, and fall out of love with you as a person and be madly in love with the pussy. Well, you can date you for it. So, I mean, I'm guilty of that in my past life. Mm. But
most men are.
Some things, some of us can outgrow it and focus on. When you start getting old, you're supposed to put your toys down. And some of us outgrow that stuff because we got bigger fish to fry. I got too many problems to be worrying about some pussy. Chase a pussy around, four, five of them. One, I can't afford it. Two, you focus in on trying to pay your bills, get your credit right, get your life right, and you sitting there trying to date 15 women. You out of your goddamn mind.
Well, it's happening.
Just
with
the blump in your face?
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah.
Well, for those who want to engage in that, I'm not knocking nobody. All I'm telling you is you're chasing parked cars. And at some point, you're going to crash and break your goddamn knee.
Well, and if you are out here dating and you make it, my thing is communicate. And you're like, you know what? I'm just dating. So, when you get with a female, excuse me, you let them know, you know, I date, you know, I'm not monogamous. We could date. I probably got another, And if that female that you bring to have, you know, this, you know, if that female that you tell that to decides that that's okay because she's maybe doing the same thing, then it's a win-win. But if you sitting up here trying to run game, and first of all, if you in your 40s and you don't recognize game, then you need to go back to school. You need to the school of life, because game recognizes game. We choose to turn the other direction and give motherfreakers a pass. But game recognize game, especially women, we know. My point is, if you are going to date somebody and you got that person thinking that y'all going to work on something and y'all going to build, but that's not what you're really doing, then that's when it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it becomes a problem. So,
yeah, and the key word is build.
I got questions coming up. Somebody asked, what do you do in dealing with black men dating? What do you do if you really like somebody, but they're not feeling you the same?
Move on.
As women, we gotta learn to get out of our feelings and love people. My motto has always been. My mom used to taught me this. I can love you from a distance.
I mean, we have to get out. Again, it goes back to that microwave mentality. Just because we want it means we're supposed to have it. Where that written at? What scripture you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some relationships, some friendships, some things just require good old fashioned rule. Some things are harder to establish than others. Now here you are feeling somebody and they don't even want you like that. You friend zoned. Pack
mm-hmm.
your emotional baggage up and go somewhere else. What are you supposed to do? What would you tell your child to do? If they came home and said, I like such and such, but such and such don't like me like that. Oh, well, go
right.
Like another such and such.
Yeah. Especially when it becomes complicated when the person is not letting you know. You're just kind of feeling that their actions speak louder than words. That's another thing. We need to know when actions speak louder than words. Us as women, we want to hear you say it. Say it you don't want me. Say it that you got somebody else. Say it that, you know, I'm too fat or whatever the case may be, right?
Oh, good Lord.
Right. But there are signs. Actions speak louder than words.
So, ladies, let me. How well is that working out for y'all?
Well, I don't know. I haven't dated in a long time, so it ain't working out for me at all.
Yeah. Okay, so how many times you seen sisters say that, and it just at some point we have to break. I get tradition, but some behavioral patterns and expectations have to be upgraded. Okay, I follow some traditions too, but I don't got a damn rotary phone on the wall no more.
Mm-hmm.
I use modern technology. You got to upgrade yourself in the way you see the world. Because the world is moving, you still stuck on stupid. It's like, how
right.
in the hell you want a man to tell you? He's showing you. If actions speak louder than words and he's showing you he don't want your ass, what you need to listen for?
Right. Exactly.
What you waiting
exactly.
for?
Exactly. But those are the passes that I'm telling you about. Those are the passes. You know, we make concessions for people because we want what we want, or we feel like this is a good person, or whatever the excuse. Everybody, you know, or I just like it, that motherfucker, or I just like, you know, how I am
and
around him. Or sometimes he treats me good, you know, stuff like that. We make, you know, dealing with our brothers, and I think that they know that. I think as a human being, as a man, you know a certain woman that you may have wrapped around your finger, and you know you how a lot of times, this is the story of my life, to include in my marriage. that kind of behavior will cause a man to take you for granted.
Well, that's because you set yourself up for it.
You know how many times somebody done told me that you ain't going nowhere? Because you're good to them. They tell you, I've been told that. My ex-husband told me that. And he was really disappointed when he was really looking crazy when I moved around, you know. But I learned that in my life, men will take you for granted because you're so good to them, you know. So,
well,
anyway, yep. Life lessons.
You got,
dating
you got
my
another question?
In 2019. I don't know what to say to you, sisters. There's no book you can go research it. You know, there's no cookie cutter answer. You just gotta know. For myself, for me, what caught me, I've never been in an abusive relationship. I never, you know, in regards to physical abuse and so on and so forth. Every man, long relationship that I've had, I can count on one hand, to include my marriage, and they winded up cheating, and I left. You know, I was a mean chick, I assume. Hopefully, in their life, they done got it right. And so for all these years, you know, there's a lot of women in the same position that I am that just have had it and have decided to not date or even deal with me, just be single. At least not date seriously, you know. They may be going out on dates, but they're not trying to be in no relationship. Because one is a lot of work, and then one girl told me, man, I'm not about to start all over. I'm going to have to try to work with this. This one lady told me, I'm going to just have to try to work with this dude because I'm just not fit. At my age, I'm not starting over. We've been building. I said, so that means you're going to be making some concessions. But myself, I've always known my self-worth. And as long as I know my self-worth, then I will be standing by myself because, you know, I'm of the mindset too. You start building and you doing all this, and it's for nothing. Time is too short. The time that you take in trying to build with somebody that ain't nowhere near on the page with you, you could have been doing something. You could have been building a business. You know what I mean? You could have been building a relationship with a family member.
I think one of the things we need to consider is, if you don't want to start over, my thinking on that has evolved a lot in 2019 because it boils down to what is his intentions?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's real easy to cut somebody off and just move on to somebody else. Those feelings mm-hmm. are going to still be there. And mm-hmm. if you have everybody has a right to move on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if that's where your heart is, did you leave because you're being mistreated, or did you leave because things just aren't in sync? Now, he beat your ass. He didn't smash your sister. Yeah, you should go. But
mm-hmm.
if things are just a little out of pocket, if things are just a little off, things aren't moving as fast as you would like them to, you still have a right to leave. But at the same time, if you decide to try to work things out, it's understandable because you know this was a good person.
Yeah, but that only goes far, Hakim. That's giving concessions. Some stuff is basic.
Well, guess what? That is every partnership, every deal, every union requires concession. It's the meeting of the minds. It's a give and a take. You give
some,
and you take.
Some,
the other
you're
person
right. There's
gives and takes.
There's some concessions. It's
and you just have
to
figure out which ones. Everybody
yeah,
has to figure
not,
out which ones they want to.
You're not communicating with me about your intentions or what your feelings are. That's not. You can't get that concession.
That's exactly. You see how you got yours?
You
certain things you're not going to budge on? It's understandable.
Right. Like, that don't make
sense. It's understandable.
Like, you... right? So you just pretty much just lingering and just kind of waiting around to see what, and it don't make no sense. Why would you do yourself like that? You know, you're not communicating, things are not going, maybe not in your favor, but it's the basics don't get concessions. And that's not even a red flag. Those are the basics. Communication is the basic. Communication is the basics with just people in general. Regardless of, we have to be at a certain age, and I know for myself, I like to get the news regardless of if it's what I want to hear or not. That way I can make an informed decision, or I can have gain a greater understanding, right? So if you feeling me, or you're from time to time you're saying you feeling me, but your actions say something else. But then you feeling me, but then your actions say something else. Those are the basics. I can't even explain, the things that women, he doesn't like to talk a lot. That's just how he is. You're making concessions for basics, for the basics. Or, look, I'm feeling you, but I'm also dating somebody else. I don't know if I want to, be committed to one person right now, but can we still, can we still date and see how, be friends and see how, where it goes, or whatever. And if I'm cool with it because I'm dating somebody else, cool, let's see. Let's just not throw it away. That's communication.
Everybody, there's no one-trick pony here. Everybody has their own sequence of doing things. Everybody, I look at it like this. When it comes to relationships, there's a safe. Everybody got their own combination. Some things may work for not going to work for other people.
That's correct.
And at the end of the day, it's like you said, you got to communicate and figure out what's going to work. If you can't come to an agreement, then friend zone each other. And be okay
somebody
with just being friends. If you can't, then move on.
Right. And that's, moving on is not, we're not trying to say that in a flip way.
Yeah.
But it's the adult thing to do. And
keyword, adult. We got to stop this kiddie shit. We got to be adults, not niggas.
Yeah.
Not niggas, not bitches, not hoes, not savages, not none of that stuff. We have to be strong black men and strong black women. We got to get back to being black. Men, women, child.
And being, and I'm feeling so much. There's so many grown black men and they feeling. If a female is like, I'm not. You know, if a female do that, I know we had the female show, and I'm going to date this guy, I'm going to date this dude, and let's be friends. Dudes be getting in they feelings. What?
Well,
she's a hoe. It's a double standard. A dude can do that, but a female do it, and now we a hoe.
That's a whole nother can of worms, but you're absolutely right. There is a double standard,
and
that's something we got to stop. You know, if when we're talking about dating black men and black women, we have to be better people. At the end of the day, that's the answer. Everybody needs to focus on being a better version of themselves. Because if everybody took stock in their own shit.
Right.
Think about it. If everybody said, let me try to be better, at least try. You'll have a different type of outcome. So
Right.
All right, we're down to 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Okay, well, I got all my shout-outs in the beginning of the show. We did talk about dating black men and his relationships. We touched on quite a bit on this show. I'm glad we had the conversation. Darius, as usual, we appreciate you calling in, sharing and everything.
Yeah.
Christmas is right around the corner. We wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a safe holiday, and tune in on Christmas Eve night. I think Hakim will post you can always come back to blogtalkradio.com/hubnetonline. That's the link you can go to and listen to 2 years worth of shows, music, you name it. We got the Jubilee Affair. You can always go back. This is a live broadcast, but you can always go back and listen to our shows and pull them in, down, listen to the music, and so on and so forth. So we appreciate, leave us a comment and let us know you was in there on our website. We appreciate that. We appreciate everybody. We appreciate all y'all. Merry Christmas, and have a safe and blessed new year.
Have a great night. Peace, y'all.